everyone, and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion, even issues where they only appear for maybe two panels.
Maybe it's three.
Maybe three. Yeah, three.
Three sad panels.
But he talks in it, so I think this counts more than other ones count.
I don't know. As much as something they count. About this one made me sadder.
Because it was long?
Yeah, it felt really long, and then the Legion was so barely in it.
I felt like they were, in this story, you'll see, like, a lot of repetition of the same crap over and over again. It's like, well, you'll see. But it seems very, very repetitive, and it seems like a story that they could have normally handled in, like, a page.
Yeah, it seemed like it was, like, I mean, it's only, like, 14 pages. Yeah! Something about it felt like a million.
Yeah.
And then it could have been told in four. Yes. I think that was really the problem.
Yeah.
It's just that I wanted it to be over.
Yeah. We haven't been on for a while. Do you want to tell them why?
Because somebody took our mic.
Oh, no! That, too. But I thought, like, our cool the condo in...
Oh, apartment. Well, I mean, it's something to tell. I'm trying to buy a condo, but we do not know if we have it yet. This is not very exciting.
You pretty much have it.
Maybe.
Pretty much.
Maybe.
Also, I'm moving to an apartment
that's very close. We moved in a semi-pair where me and my husband were trying to get a condo. And then we looked to the right, and we were like, hey, this place has apartments, too, and you move in there.
And then I did. And so, in the future, I will have a nice little chair for Kristen to sit in.
Oh, I won't be balanced on the edge of the couch?
No, I'll have a nice little chair all for you.
You're going to buy me a chair?
I'm going to buy you a chair, just for recordings.
Nice.
And you can sit in it, and that microphone will still be there, and stuff. It's very exciting.
It's beautiful.
Oh.
This is after the issue talk.
Yes. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know we had a format.
We do.
We
ramble endlessly at the end, not at the beginning.
Well, we'll ramble at you more later. I have some other announcements, even though I can't see where...
No, this is for the end. You look at the screen.
Okay. So, this is issue... 305, I cannot understand numbers right now, 305 of Adventure Comics, and there's actually two stories in this one issue. They're both Legion stories. We're only going to cover one of the stories, and you're going to be sad, because it's the less Legion-y story, but you're going to listen to it anyways. It's pretty funny. I think it's pretty...
It is really funny.
It's, like, funny in a horrible, sad way.
Yeah.
And the cover of it's from February, and I don't know who the writer is, because they didn't even say... Of course, they don't say in any of these, but I know the editor is Mort Weisinger. I'm pretty sure the artist is George Papp. And the cover of this is what looks to be Clark Kent punching a Superboy dummy.
Or something.
Or something. And a bunch of onlookers.
Yeah, except Clark Kent's glassesless.
Yeah, he has no glasses. He's sand glasses.
Yes.
And... Ma Kent is... This is really a nice, well-drawn picture.
Yeah, for some reason he looks cute.
He's very, very well... Everybody's very well-drawn, like the expressions. Yeah. Even the coloring's really nice. I don't know why.
I just think Clark looks like an attractive young man here.
Yes, it's like well-made pants as well, and a little sweater. It's yes. very well done. Yes. But the dummy looks horrible. I don't...
Well, he's being punched.
That's true. Okay, so Ma Kent is like, that's our boy, everybody. Watch him knock the stuffing out of that Superboy dummy. And... Pa Kent is whispering, Ma, isn't it great? When you get older, are you going to call your husband, like, Pa Myler or something?
Like, no.
Is he going to call you Ma?
No.
Because that would be weird.
I'm already old lady Kristen.
So. Old lady Kristen. And he's like, Ma, isn't it great that Clark doesn't have to wear his glasses and act timid anymore to protect his secret identity? From this day on, we can brag about him. Now, you might be thinking... That's kind of a strange, like, thing that they want, this goal in their lives, is that they want to be able to brag about their kid. You're supposed to love your kid, even if they suck. I mean, I know they love him, but Jesus.
Not if you live in Smallville.
Yeah, I guess so. So, the title of this amazing story is Clark Kent, He-Man. I thought He-Man was, like, a copyrighted character name. I didn't realize it was a thing other than... The He-Man. You know, it's like... I guess it could be... Was it like a word that
What's
meant...
That? There's
you know what I'm talking about?
No. Something else used He-Man, like the He-Man woman haters. But I'm missing part of that
The Little Rascals?
Maybe.
He-Man woman haters.
Was there some... I feel like it was longer.
No, I think that's right.
I feel like there was a word before. Maybe I'm crazy.
We can find
out. I could Google in like 3 seconds, but my computer's over there.
It's okay.
And I don't care enough.
Yeah, we don't care enough. Hopefully you don't care enough either, listener. So there's an ad for... this amazing book about prehistoric animals.
No, skip the ads.
Examine 10
No,
beings.
No, skip.
So, then there's a splash page. And in the splash page is a football game. And there's a bunch of people carrying around Clark Kent. And he's super happy because he's super popular. And everyone's like, oh, you're so awesome.
And they're singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Yes, and they all have the words like RC and Rail City on their stuff. And they're all singing, and up above, there's, like, a Superboy flying by, and he's wearing a mask.
Doing, like, a tiny, tiny domino mask. Yes.
And Clark Kent's like, this is fun. For once, everybody is cheering me for myself, and I owe it all to that Superboy robot I equipped with a mask. And I just picture him putting his hands on his hips after he says that.
Except there's two guys' heads right by his hips.
Yes, whatever.
Because they're carrying him on his shoulders. Awesome. And their hands are awfully close to his groin. Yes, I'm just saying.
That's true. But how else would you carry someone like that?
I don't know. I've never tried to carry someone on my shoulders.
In football, it's okay to touch each other's bodies.
That's true.
A lot. Mm-hmm. In really gay ways. They touch each other's butts all the time.
It's a lot of sports, though, not just football.
They touch each other's butts in a lot of sports? Mm-hmm. Like, what other sports?
Swimming.
And the little yellow box is like, can you believe your eyes? Why is Clark Kent, who is secretly Superboy, not wearing his glasses? And why has he shed his pose of timidity and meekness to participate in athletic sports and become a football hero? Yes, for once in his life, Clark Kent plays the part of the champion instead of a chump when he becomes... ... Clark Kent, comma, He-Man.
And then what's his little old mom? His little... You can see, Ma and Pa in the bleachers in the foreground, and it is actually for once not really weirdly perspective-y. I'd buy this. At first glance, I'd be like, this is perfectly fine.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sort of.
At first glance.
Okay. And she's like, Jonathan, how I've lived for this day. After all these years, at last we can openly boast that our son is a hero. Really?
Inside, it's been killing them.
This whole issue, you'll kind of be like... Oh, I'll get to that then. It's kind of weird. You're just going to see
very
a lot
weird.
Of...
There'll be more of this. Yes, let's just say that.
It's just the beginning. So, in Smallville, one morning, there's this jerk, and he's pushing Clark Kent, and he's very sad, and his books are going everywhere. And for some reason, I feel like they're drawing them older or something. It's the same artist has been drawing these guys for a while, but this is an old man.
You're right. You were saying that he looked older, but I wasn't thinking. But right there, especially that bottom panel to the left, he looks like Superman. He doesn't look like he looks like Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
He looks less like he's in like going to little school classes and more like he's going to college.
He looks appropriate age on the cover. I think he looks like a young man.
You're right. It's really confusing, but I definitely don't think he's in college because it keeps saying like things related to high school. There's no bullies in college, right?
There could be bullies in college.
I guess so. Okay, so there's this guy that's extremely old. He looks so old. I can't get over how old he looks. He's got like a receding hairline. Look at that.
Isn't that the coach or that's not the coach?
Oh, I thought this is a boxer dude.
Oh, maybe this is a boxer dude. You're right.
Okay, so this guy that just shoved him is a boxer, and like, oh, you should hit him back. And he's like, are you kidding? Clark Kent's all, like, weak and stuff. And Clark's like, I don't believe in physical violence. It's not gentlemanly.
You know, while he's thinking, I have to be sure to act timid to protect my identity as Superboy.
What do you think? He's interesting because he says, gosh, how I'd love for once to fight back.
It's driving him nuts.
Yeah, it's like his shirt's, like, a little bit more... open or something? It used to be, like, very cutely buttoned and with a little bow tie. Are they trying to update him a little bit, maybe? Question mark?
I don't know.
It'd be a weird time. Anyways. So he's like, oh, well, I can't hit this guy because they'll know I'm Superboy.
Yeah,
because
if I hit a bully, Everyone knows I'm super polite.
There's a lot of problems with logic in this issue. Just wait. So on the next panel, he's in class, and he says, here's another area where I can't show my real ability. And he's deliberately marking some of the answers wrong, which is weird because before we've seen him, like, everybody going, like, oh, Clark Kent's really smart. And, like, in class, he's never been, like, hiding that he's smart
before. I thought
that
was weird, too. I thought he was supposed to be a nerd.
Yeah.
And nerds are smart.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was supposed to be a not-smart nerd. Like,
so now they decided that he's hiding his smartness.
Yeah, which is funny, because he's not really smart. But, you know.
He's like, with my super memory and super speed, I could score 100%. And he's like, oh, but then people might suspect that I'm Superboy? What?
It's weird.
You just didn't know the answer.
It's weird, like, it's like, okay, I can maybe even buy one of those. I could maybe buy the, let's act like a wuss so no one thinks that I'm Superboy. But I don't think anyone's going to associate just some smart kid in school. Then again, if you do look exactly like Superboy, maybe you've got to do this.
There's a lot of problems with this issue in general, and the fact that he looks exactly like Superboy. So,
Superboy doesn't have glasses. Okay. This boy has glasses.
Oh, you're right. How could Superboy possibly do anything?
Obviously, he would have to take off his glasses and he wouldn't be able to see anything.
Glasses don't come off.
That's insane.
So, in gym class, they're choosing teams for baseball. Oh, we forgot Clark. And the other kid's like, oh, it's fine. Clark always strikes out. We'll let him be the water boy. So this whole first page is just sad time in school. And then I didn't know water boys, like, had, like, a bucket and water.
A bucket and a ladle? Spoon.
Yeah. It's, like, super old-timey. He's wearing tiny shorts for gym, too.
And a sweater.
Just like in Japan.
Why has he got, like, a weird sweater on? I guess it's supposed to be a sweatshirt.
Just like in Smallville, so you can tell that he's Superman with the red and blue.
If he wasn't red and blue, I would have no idea who he was.
Yeah, who could he possibly be? It's not like they tell you in every panel that he's Superboy. And he's like, oh, it's ironic, you know, I could be the best baseball player, blah, blah, blah. He says, I could perform like Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and Walter Johnson combined, and I only know who Babe Ruth is. He's a giant candy bar.
That was amazing.
He could be as good as that candy bar.
He can never be as good as a kid. No, so, I don't like
that. And this is another weird thing. That night, it says, at night, Clark is the loneliest boy in Smallville. Yes. That's what the title says. I didn't make that up. Even though it sounds like I'm making it up, that's what the panel says. And so he's stalking his friends.
Yeah, I thought this stalking was pretty cool, too. He's, like, just outside of the house where this party that he wasn't invited to is. But he's, like, right there. He's just, like, looking from around a corner.
Is it a tree?
I don't know what that
is.
It's
really
big. I think it's a tree, because I can see
tangents.
A window on the other side. Yeah.
So, he's like, oh, Bud Corwin is throwing a party for our class. Lana Lang and Pete Ross are there, but I wasn't invited. I guess they consider me a wet blanket at all parties. So his crabby friends are just, like, going to a party without him?
Yeah, I like that they didn't tell him, or they didn't, you know, nudge whoever that guy is who's having the party and be like, invite Clark! He's our friend! They're
That's
just like,
mean.
We're going to a party, whatever!
I thought Pete Ross was supposed to be his, like, super best friend.
Yeah, I can understand Lana because
he's
crazy.
Lana's, like, mean.
I mean, Pete Ross is crazy, too, but in a he-loves-him way. So, well.
Yeah, doesn't love him enough, I guess.
I guess.
They have a fight or something?
I don't know, so.
So.
Then we get to see how sad he is about this party again a moment later.
Yeah, he flies back on the way back home from
Yes, so at first
party.
You're just seeing Clark Kent stalking them. But then later, he's, like, on patrol, and he's Superboy, and he flies by the house again. He's like, the party's still going strong, sigh. Some price to pay for being Superboy, to be colorless, indistinguished, and unpopular, so that nobody would dream that Clark Kent and Superboy are the same person. Super sad.
Wait, Clark Kent and Superboy are the same person?
Oh my god. They've done such a good job at differentiating them, I had no idea.
So, the next day, he's working at the little store that his dad owns, and there's a dad and son, and he's got his arm around his son.
I like this because when I opened this, I thought they were going to be robbed again because the dad looks like every gangster
has
robbed the store.
He has a cigar.
So I was like, oh, they're about. I was like, how's this going to relate? They're going to be robbed again because it happens so much that I assumed that was a gangster, but it's totally not. But I just got to say, this guy's dad is in the mafia.
Yeah, he totally looks like a not good person. He's got, like, a gangster hat.
Yeah. He's got a gangster hat and a cigar.
Yeah.
And everyone knows everyone who smokes cigars is a bad guy.
That's true. And he's saying, let me have those expensive ice skates. And he's, like, buying them for his kid because his kid just won a championship at Smallville High, which is the most important ice skating championship you could possibly win.
Of course, of course.
Do you know how competitive those ice skaters at Smallville High are?
Wait, why do they... Whose high school has ice skating at all?
We're going to see a lot of weird things.
I think I combine most of the other sports involved here, but not ice skating.
Whose school
has an ice skating rink?
Maybe back in the day that was common. They have an ice. Yeah, they're like an ice skating team.
Hmm.
I don't know. So the dad, like, Pa Kent's like, oh, really? That's wonderful. You must be very proud. And then
this is the best. I was like, ooh, where's this comic going?
Like, what? And then, like, the dad who's, like, buying the ice skates is like, I am, but you wouldn't know about such things, Kent. Your boy isn't an athlete. He doesn't stand out at anything, dot, 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 except being a nice kid, helping you in the store and that sort of thing.
And Claire's like right there. Keep this in mind.
He's making such a sad, like... The most I just heard that face I've ever seen in the foreground, and then Pa Kent's like, I know what you mean, Ed, so don't rub it in. It's like, what?
It's not the proper response. It should be like, I'm proud of my son for many things.
Yeah, like,
Not,
keep it down. Like,
don't remind me how much my son sucks.
What's wrong with that guy for saying that in the first place? What is wrong with him? It's like, my kid just won a thing. That's good. It's like, too bad your kid sucks.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
And then it gets worse. The next panel, this lady's like,
so somebody else has walked in.
Yeah. Did you hear about my Willie, Mr. Kent? He just carried off first prize in the scholarship exams. How'd your Clark make out? And then Pa Kent's like, just fair, Mrs. Snell. Clark never was a top student. He just, plods along. I'm grateful if he just passes. And again, Clark is not even a foot away. He's like
shoulders touching.
Yeah, like right there making
a super sad face.
Oh my god. What is wrong with Pa Kent?
I gotta say, this might be some of the reason why Clark and all his friends from the future like to do such mean stuff to people. I think he's kind of had a messed up upbringing.
His just dad is really mean and says really abusive things to him and gives him such a self-esteem complex. I have to save the world so they'll love me. And then that guy, is it the same guy?
Is it?
He has the same hat. Does he have a mustache? No, he has no mustache. This guy,
you say mustache.
Shut up.
Every time you say it, I laugh a little bit.
Okay, they're almost wearing the same clothes, but it's not the same dude.
See, his jacket is closed, and he has another jacket on top of that jacket.
Okay.
Different guy.
So this other guy comes in, and he's like, my son Joe was just elected captain of the boxing team, and I'm celebrating. Clark, take a peek outside and see what I bought Joe as a reward. So this is a present that he bought his horrible son, who's also the same guy that pushed Clark that morning.
Yeah.
And he bought him a motorcycle. And guess who's on the back of the motorcycle?
Two guesses, sorry.
Lana Lang. Lana Lang is on the back of this motorcycle. And she's like, excuse me, Clark, I dropped by to walk home with you, but Joe offered me a ride, so... And the Joe guy is like, so Lana's going with me!
To be fair, that would also be my reaction to motorcycle ride and Clark can't wait.
I wouldn't, that's sad. I'm so mean to your friend!
Motorcycle ride!
To the guy that just... bullied him that morning?
Motorcycle ride!
Oh, Kristen.
Technically, that was the day before, because they went to a party.
No, wasn't it?
Wasn't it the day before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. And so, he's like, a cute chick like Lana Lane doesn't want to drip like you. Go play with your friend Superboy. Ha ha. Like, what?
Is he... Now, this is the part. I thought that was weird, too. If your friend was Superboy, that would be awesome. Not a thing of teasing. Yeah.
Or is he saying
that? Unless he's saying go play with your friends.
Yeah, because that's more likely, because do they know he has, like, a wall of crazy?
I don't think they know, but if they did, We're just going to pretend that he meant it in a gay way. Okay. Because it makes it funnier.
And so the dad is like, isn't he a great kid?
And he's like, he just said something mean.
Yeah, he just like rolled up and said something really dick and then rolled away. He's so great. And then Pa Kent's like, yes.
At least I look like he realized that the kid's mean right there. He's like, da da da. Yeah.
No, he doesn't seem to even realize that. He says, I have the greatest son in the world, and I can't even say one good word about him.
No, he's thinking it. But he doesn't mean because he sucks. He just means he's not allowed to verbalize how awesome he thinks he is. So it's a weird mixed feeling. I'm getting a weird mixed feeling message out of them. Because he's like, he's saying, I know my son is awesome. But I'm super sad that I have to pretend he sucks to everyone.
But what kind of dad just lets, like, some kid roll up and then, like...
insult him and then ride off.
Yeah, that sucks. And so it gets worse. The next morning is father-son hunting club. The father-son hunting club?
Yeah, the father-son hunting club.
Shops for shotguns.
That's the father-son hunting club are buying guns.
That's not that far off. I'm sure there was a father-son hunting club where I lived. I'm not kidding.
Are they buying guns from their store? Why does their store have everything? So far it's had ice skates, cigarettes, and guns.
Because Superboy only protects that store. All the other stores get robbed and destroyed and burned to the ground immediately by the roving gangs live in Smallville. So these two dads are talking, and they're purchasing guns from the store, and they're like, hey, Ed, it doesn't look right not inviting the Kents to join our outing. After all, we're old friends. And the other dad's like, okay, I'll talk to Jonathan before we leave, but that son of his won't be any help. He's anything but the outdoor type. What horrible people! It's like, you're supposed to go there to bond, not to actually... I mean, yes, the hunting is the purpose, but you're going there to bond with your kid, not to just kill something. Jesus! And so... that weekend, in the hills outside of Smallville, Smallville Hills has hills outside of it, and so Clark's, like, lagging behind and pretending to be... He doesn't have to pretend to be that weak all the time.
I know, that's the part that's the most painful.
I feel like he's crawling on the ground, like, this is how the humans are.
He's, like, so far behind him and pretending to have, like, such a super hard time. It's like... I don't know why he has to pretend so hard.
It's so pitiful.
It's like, you wouldn't have such a hard time if you're just trying to be a normal kid.
Yeah!
Normal kid doesn't look like Superboy either.
There's, again, we're gonna, this is only, like, this isn't even halfway through. We're on page, like, 4 of this. God.
So that's why this felt like it took forever.
This is gonna be a long trip, guys. And so they're like, oh, Clark's lagging behind. And then Pa Kent's like, it's so humiliating being the father of a son nobody respects. He's like, sigh. Sometimes I wish Clark had another identity where he could do things to bring more credit to him and me. What, Pa Kent? Oh my god. And then...
to be fair, if my son sucked as much as Clark pretends to suck, I would be sad about it too.
I wouldn't, because I know inside that he's Superboy.
That's true, but...
I know he's Superboy.
I'd be sad that he was so dumb that he thought he had to act that bad.
That's your own fault if that kid's dumb. You raised him. He's an alien. You kidding? At least he's... I'm an alien. I don't know anything. You're normal people. What's wrong with you people? But it seems like Ma and Pa can't, like... like, they have no friends anyways.
But no, but we'll learn they have no friends because of Clark.
Yeah, is that what they're trying to say?
Yes, they do.
Because of Clark, did they have friends before and they lost them all? Is that what it is?
They had to be secretive. We'll learn this.
Okay.
Spoilering.
Okay. So, the next panel, a bear is attacking Clark, except the bear just looks like a dude in a suit.
And it is funny.
It's not a dude in a suit.
It's funny that the drawing looks like a dude in a suit. Kinda.
Then, like, a bear is heading for Clark. And this guy is close enough to see this. You see how close he is to Clark? And he's like, great Krypton, what shall I do? It's against my code to kill. But if the animal attacks me and I remain unhurt, it'll reveal that I'm Superboy. You can't kill an animal? He's killed animals before, right?
He's killed monsters. It's different.
Yeah, what's the difference?
He's killed soulless robots.
Monsters of our, of like other planets are the same as animals from our planet. What's the difference?
He can kill alien planet animals, but not Earth animals.
And then Superboy just kills every monster, and he like plants a flag in it for Earth, and he's like, "Go Earth!" So he is really not sure what he's going to do, and then he fires wildly with his gun at the bear. Wait, why did he go on this hunting trip?
Because they asked them to, so they went.
But if it's against his code to kill things, like, isn't
he's
that...
He's just going to pretend he sucks.
He's
so
just
going to
watch other people
yes.
kill things the whole
yes.
time?
Yes.
That's nice. And so he, like, shoots at it wildly while at the same time using his heat vision to burn the bear's foot.
So he, like, pretends to flail, shoot, and fear, yeah. and totally miss.
Yeah.
And then eye lasers its foot.
And somehow this doesn't burn the bear's foot off. It just it upsets it.
You know, he gave it a hot foot.
It's sad.
But it runs away sad. But it ran away. He did it so the bear would run away and not be shot.
Now it's
so.
Gonna limp away. Then these guys and
no,
the next
no,
time
no.
are gonna follow
he
it.
He doesn't show they run away. It runs away.
It looks like it's right there and they're about to shoot it.
No, no. They're totally like, it ran off. What's up with that? They totally say something like that.
I don't know what made that bear turn tail, but if he hadn't, Clark would have been a goner. He's a nice boy, but I'm sure glad my son doesn't panic in emergency.
Yeah, who when being attacked by a bear isn't gonna panic? These, like, high schoolers.
Yeah, what? These, like, little kids? Man, what a wuss.
To be fair, their little kids look 30.
Yeah, this their 30-year-old high schoolers have been held back a million years. So, oh god. And this is the last straw for Pa Kent. He says, that does it. I've heard enough criticism of Clark, and I'm going to do something about it. And a week later...
He's thinking that, rather.
Yes,
he doesn't say that.
He says, a week later, at the Kent house, he's like, that's right, Martha, we're moving to Rail City. Rail, spelled R-A-I-L, like, pale. Very strange names for all these towns. Moving to Rail City, where people have heard of Superboy, but never seen him... I hired somebody to run the store for me, and I'm locking up our house. But why, Jonathan? Why must we leave town?
I like that he just decides this for the family.
Yeah.
And they get no say in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, excuse me, but we ain't moving until we talk about this.
He's just telling her. That's what it was like in the good old days. And Pa Kent's like, but for once in our lives, I want Clark to be proud of himself. You know that... What that involves, Clark, don't you? And he's like, yes, Dad, you're suggesting I take on a new secret identity so they don't have to pretend I'm weak and timid anymore. And he's like, I'll still be Superboy secretly, but in everyday life I'll have another personality where I can win people's respect instead of their pity and contempt. I won't have to wear these glasses anymore. Why didn't they do this in the first place if this is, like, such a great idea to them?
I know.
Which is not. It's stupid.
I know.
But why didn't they do this in the first place?
I know.
Okay, so...
Yeah, this is... Well, plus I also like that somehow no one in Rail City has ever seen Superboy's face.
Yeah!
They have newspapers!
There's a statue of Superboy...
Every 5 feet!
Yes! Also, Smallville High has... If you knew that there was a dude that flies around and saves people in Tiny Boy, wouldn't that, like... town be flooded with news reporters, like, all the time. And I'm pretty sure he's always getting his picture taken.
I know.
Like, every 5 seconds he's gonna be like, I'm gonna go to this benefit and have my picture taken. Yeah. Bah, 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 I'm Superboy.
They don't actually let any of that news outside of Smallville.
They have a statue that has his height, weight, and measurements. Do you remember this?
Yes. How could I forget?
A statue. So, wow. And Ma Kent's like, I only hope it works out. And so, 2 weeks later, it only takes him, like, 2 weeks to do this, when Mark Denton,
Mark Denton, I also like, who does Pa Kent know that he can get a bunch of false identities?
I don't know. I mean, they just must know how to do this.
Because they did it for Clark?
Yeah, because they had to do it for Clark. Mm-hmm. It's creepy. It's weird. And, I don't know, maybe back in the day they didn't have computers or anything. It's probably super easy to forge something. They didn't have any specialists or forensic people. This is, like, in the 1960s or 50s.
They had police and things who looked at things.
They had Pete Ross caliber people who are dumb and cannot figure out the Superboy and Clark Kent are the same person, so I don't have a lot. Forging documents is probably him doing it in crayon, saying, this is a birth certificate.
My
arrows.
This is my ID.
And a smiley face. Yeah. He's starting his first day at Rail City High School as somebody named Mark Denton. And this guy is like, all right, line up, boys, for keys to the your gym lockers? Okay.
Yeah, keys to your gym lockers.
Gym lockers. I am very bad at this. Okay. And this guy immediately elbows Clark, and he's like, one side buster, make way for your superior. That's how high schoolers talk.
I used to say that all the time.
And Clark's like, oh, as me, Clark Kent, I'd let myself be pushed around, but as Mark Denton, I don't have to take any bully's guff. And he punches this dude in the face.
It's funny because it looks like he karate chops.
Yes.
We'll learn that he actually slapped him. It looks like, it does not look like that, but it looks like he totally, like, karate chopped him.
The sound effect is tap.
Tap.
Pa-pa-pa-pa.
And the kid goes, oh!
And he falls backwards. And then this guy nearby is like, whoa, that kid just tapped Jeff Craig lightly, and Jeff reacts as if he'd been hit with a sledgehammer. Which means that Jeff is bleeding and his head's caved in. It's horrible. Not really. I wish. And Jeff, instead of, like, starting to cry because he's been hit with
a sledgehammer,
is like, hey, .. you're terrific. You merely slapped my cheek and I saw stars. That's not what I would be saying.
And you're like, what the fuck? I just elbowed you and then you, like, slapped me in the face. What's wrong with you? Wouldn't be like, hey, want to be friends?
And he's, like, terrified of him, but also wants to be him. So
he's on the boxing team and he wants this
boxing.
New Mark Denton to be on the boxing team, because then they'd win the district championships for sure.
It's a crappy name, Mark Denton. It sounds weird.
It just sounds really fake.
Yes.
That's the problem. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my name is Paul Smith.
Yeah. And Clark's like, thanks. Or, I'm sorry, Mark. Mark is like, thanks, maybe I will.
And so he goes into the boxing club, or boxing, whatever, boxing land of the school. The school also has a boxing team. Is that common?
High schools have boxing, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's not as weird as ice skating.
My school didn't.
Don't worry, there's, like, gonna be, like, skiing in a minute,
yes.
too.
So, he joins the boxing team, and guess what? He's wonderful at it. And he also joins the basketball team, and guess what? He's wonderful at it. And then he's skiing. I don't know if it's a skiing team. No, it must be. He said, you said it, Mark, is a cinch to win the best athlete award this term. So that must be... Or is that a general athlete?
I think
of
a general
all
athlete, but then it's weird that they went skiing.
Whatever.
I mean, I've been skiing before, but I didn't bring, like, the people from the teams of the sports while I was on it.
Yeah.
Sports, maybe that's a common thing.
So, anyway, I don't know. I don't know what having friends is like, so.
But he's got real Olympic, he's real Olympic material, they say.
He's magnificent in that as well. And then news spreads to the town about how wonderful he is.
Nothing else happens in this town, by the way. That must be why news spreads of a good athlete in high school.
Wow, this town might be almost as boring as Smallville.
It must be more boring. They don't have the criminals everywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Or at least not as many, maybe, so this is, like, a super big deal.
So, they're like, oh, my son Jeff's been raving about your son Mark?
Jeff loves him.
Loves Mark.
Since he slapped him.
Jeff has issues.
He does.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But Jeff's dad wants to hang out with the Kents now, or the Dentons, Cody Marks. And Clark looks like he's sporting like a Bruce Wayne type coat.
He looks
right
little
there.
And cute right there, though.
Yeah. They look, I don't know, Clark looks like a lot cuter in this
issue.
It's
just like his worried expressions all make him look super old in this. And he's being worried so much in this comic that he just looks, like, old. Yeah.
So they're going to see some movie, and I think it's The Man from Laredo? That's a real movie, I think. I feel my mind slipping away from me. I'm pretty sure that's a real movie. It looks like a real movie. I don't know why they put in a real movie, but they're going to this movie. So, the Kents are also being invited to join a bridge club, and he's like, gosh, it was never like this in Smallville. Because of Clark's exploits, we've become the most popular family in Rail City. Everybody loves us.
Yeah, that was Paul Kent, so he's thinking this.
And this other guy's like, other lady is like, we're giving a party for my daughter, Sally, Mrs. Denton. I'd like your son, Mark, to meet her. Like, he's only been there for, like, a day. And, like, immediately they went.
It was, like, a week.
Is it a week? I don't know.
It's 2 weeks at that one point, and then it's soon after. And then as
days
pass, so it's at least been days.
Days, okay. And naturally, the Denton's new business, a drive-in diner, flourishes. That's what the thing says. I didn't say that.
By the way, What the hell's a drive-in diner? I paused there for, like, a full minute
is
going,
that like,
drive-in
diner. Is that like a Sonic?
But nobody they're sitting down inside is the problem. Sonic doesn't have an inside. They're not sitting down in cars, they're sitting down inside.
Maybe there's both things. It's one of those places that's both.
I don't know.
Those exist, because I saw them in that, I think that movie Grease, or maybe the sequel to Grease, or maybe that American Graffiti movie has that.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
I thought it was strange.
Maybe.
I don't know. The only drive-in diners I've seen are
literally
drive-in.
Yeah.
There's no inside except where they cook.
But what I want to point out is that Clark is wearing a little uniform for this diner, and he looks adorable in it.
Oh, he does.
He looks so cute. And, you know, all these people, like, look really well drawn and cool, and they're all doing different things. And weirdly, in the diner, they have a giant trophy case. And the trophy case is labeled Mark Denton's Athletic and Scholarship Trophies.
We all
and it's
know
already filled.
We all know that these people love putting trophies on shelves.
It's already filled with trophies.
They had really bad athletes there before he showed up.
Yeah, I guess so.
They just gave everything that they've ever had to him.
So, there's a police siren, he's gonna go change into Superboy. So now Superboy wears a mask. This logic's gonna, like, hurt your brain, so be careful. Okay, so now his Superboy costume consists of the Superboy outfit, but he's also added a Domino mask, and he says, I need a mask because without my glasses, folks would easily realize that Superboy and Mark Denton are the same person. I know, it makes me tired as well, Kristen. Do I even have to point out the fact that he's been wandering around Smallville without a mask for all this time? Is it because the glasses? Is that what he's thinking?
It's like he's wearing the mask in his civilian mode, not in his superhero mode. But now he has to wear the mask in his superhero mode and not in his civilian mode.
But then... then...
You don't understand how deep this is, you see... The real Clark Kent, the real Superboy, the real weird alien child who landed on the planet is the one that doesn't wear the mask. And in this city, the real him is the boy in school, not the one that...
Is it? Because it seems like he's acting like, I've made up a new identity.
I know.
He keeps saying, like, I made up a new identity where I'm way cooler, like... Who is the real you?
There is no real you.
Yeah, I guess not. He's just dumb.
So the moral of the story is...
No! Shh! Be quiet. Don't... This hurts me.
I'm
going to
keep talking in the slow quiet
no.
voice.
This hurts me so much. So there's a robbery on Main Street of Rail City. And this guy's like, I don't get it. Superboy's never operated in Rail City. Why is he hanging around here now? And why is he picking up those litter baskets? And, of course, he puts the... crooks inside of the litter baskets.
This is the best observation.
Oh, my God. So, those two boys from school are like...
Right there, of course.
Yes. Gosh, Jeff, maybe I'm crazy, but Superboy scoring those baskets reminds...
Yes, yes.
So, him putting these criminals...
Into trash cans.
Into trash cans reminds this kid of Mark Denton, quoting Mark's... Except for the mask, they're lookalikes.
I think this too, because, like, okay, aside from the ridiculousness of that in general, he shoved two people butt first into waste baskets, then picked them up to fly. How does this guy play basketball? You know what I'm saying?
The way
what in that could possibly look the same?
Well, the way that he scores baskets when he plays basketball, he doesn't actually understand the rules. He just picks up the other players.
He's holding them all.
Yeah.
Puts them in.
And then the other kid said, Jeff says something amazing as well. He's like, you are crazy. If Mark were Superboy, would he be dumb enough to show off his strength, speed, and skill? Of course not. To protect his secret identity, he'd pretend to be timid and weak. And that description doesn't fit Mark Denton. It's painful! It's hurting us! Do you know how much we love you guys that we're going through this pain? This is horrible. So the next day... I don't know if it's the next day. It says, and so, the Dentons continue to receive the town's adulation. I didn't know your kid being popular could be this awesome. So
it makes everyone in an entire town love you.
Apparently. So it's an annual custom in Rail City for the Fathers Committee to honor parents of the outstanding boy in town. Therefore, in recognition of Mark's perfect record as a scholar and athlete, we present you with this car. They gave Pa Kent a car. And he says, jump into Jehoshaphat, because that's what I would say, except I would say it with lots more F-bombs in it. He's like, what a gift!
I like that. There's like 17 things wrong with that sentence. There's a Fathers Committee, there's a, what is it, like, best boy?
Outstanding boy
in town award. Like, what?
That means that they're giving it to Mark because he's perfect in athletics and scholarship. Has that happened before? Have they given it to anyone else?
Or
is it just whoever's the most outstanding in those things?
The most, probably. Okay. But well, that's, I just think that this town must have too much free time if they've got all these weird committees for these very specific things.
So, Clark's wearing this nice little suit that I like.
You like his tiny bow tie, is what you're
trying to say. Cute. And, as Dad is made honorary... What?! Wait, I missed this part. As Dad is made honorary mayor...
I missed that, too.
How did I skip this panel? So, Pa Kent, because he has given birth, quoting marks, to this wonderful child, they make you honorary mayor in this town.
I told you this town had nothing going for it.
Holy crap. So, the Pa Kent's like, Clark, weren't we smart to get rid of that old wishy-washy secret identity? Now your mother and I are the proudest parents in the land, and you're the most popular boy in town. And he's like, yes, sir, Dad. Things sure have changed. This makes me feel weird now. I felt like Clark was him, also. Right. Not that, like, he was timid, just that he was a nice boy. Right. And, like, I don't know, he's saying, like, wishy-washy. See, he was still a nice little boy.
To be fair, he was really mean a lot of the time, just not to them.
That's true. Secretly. So, then there's a radio signal, and the dam is breaking. This Rail City apparently also has a dam, and this dam also breaks all the time, so Superboy has to come fix it. What were they doing before Superboy was there? It must have been...
Everyone was dying all the time.
Apparently, volcanoes exploding and everything. Yeah. And he's like, golly! Yeah,
this is later at the diner.
Yes,
so
sorry.
Clark is in little work attire, waitering.
He looks so good in that waiter outfit. And he says, golly, how can I get away when I'm waiting on tables? Unless... Dude! Your dad owns the diner! If you step out for a second, who cares? Just hire a different waiter.
I know, that was kind of fun. He's like, thinks he's in a predicament because he's waitering, so he can't just run off. But it's like, pretend to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go to the back to wash your hand.
Spill something. Smoke break. Anything. Jeez, you've had problems like this before. Is extra annoying.
Oh, but wait, he'll have an amazing method to take care of this, which is so slick and sly.
I feel tired.
Yeah, we're only on page 8.
Ah! So, he goes, I'll use my super ventriloquism to activate one of my robots in the cellar of her house in Smallville. He didn't bring the robots with him?
He left them in Smallville.
He ditched the robots all alone and sad.
Don't worry, they don't have souls.
No, yes, they do.
They don't.
And, so this activates the robot, and the robot, if the robot doesn't have a mask. So he grabs a pot lid. What? They totally have other people working. There's like a dishwasher and a chef. Anyways, he grabs a pot lid and he makes a mask out of it by, I don't even want to tell you how. It's stupid. He like pokes his fingers through it to make eye holes.
He like squishes it into the shape and then pokes fingers through to make eye holes. Then he throws it and then uses his like heat vision, right? And welds it onto the robot's face, like in flight somewhere really far away.
What if someone was in between that beam?
Dead.
You didn't see, like, the baby and the grandmother and the cat and the in the building and the life support machine and a hospital's generator that got destroyed in this process. So, an instant later, the robot shows up and fixes the dam.
And so the robot just ice breaths the dam so it'll hold till they fix it.
That's convenient.
How are they going to fix it with a giant ice block in the way, by the way?
Shh, Superboy doesn't care. He doesn't care.
I fixed it for now. Your fault now. You deal with
good
it.
Good luck. Robot's not very good at this. And, Pa Kent's like, the papers are full of Superboy's feet, though only we know a robot did the job, but can you keep substituting for substituting the robot for every emergency?
Nice of you to think of that now, Pa Kent, by the way.
Why didn't they even bring the robots? But now he's like, okay, now I'm keeping the robot in the closet. Like, look, folks, we're having the time of our lives being the Dentons, so it's worth the extra problems I may face in my new identity. Besides, with the robot in the closet, any one of us can send it into action if I'm tied up. And Pa Kent's like, okay, I guess I'm just worrying. And then the next day, oh no, that afternoon? Okay, that afternoon, I'm sorry. Like, it matters. This is
so
taking...
So was he waitering in the morning?
No, it wasn't.
Was it the next...
That's the next thing.
Okay, waitering and robot saving the dam was one night, and then the next morning he sees it in the paper, and it has a robot in the closet.
Yes, okay. Then that afternoon, they go to a carnival. There's a lot of carnivals.
Mm-hmm.
And
carnivals and parades that all towns have all the time.
Man. And there's some guys like, oh, step right up. Look at this, that, folks. Big as the fellow is, he couldn't knock down the Superboy dummy. And who else will try for the $100 prize? Just a 50 cents a punch. And
yeah, so we see the weird Superboy dummy, but it just looks like Superboy, like, attached to metal on his feet, like, on a little stage, and behind it says $100 cash if you can knock down Superboy.
Well, how could they have possibly made this thing if they don't know what Superboy looks like?
It's just, you can't tell, but it's just got, like, a hideous face.
It's like our hero clicks when you look at the face, it's all melted and bad.
Yeah, I like this, too, because, it has a mask on.
Yes.
The cover didn't.
It gets popped off right there.
The cover didn't.
It didn't have a mask? But you kiss it, and it goes flying. You're worried about continuity errors?
I am.
In this book? None of this makes any sense. So, Pa Kent, because he's insane, is like, sure, my son should go punch this thing. And they're like, oh, Mark, you should go do it. And so Pa Kent gets out 50 cents. I wonder how much that was back in the day. Was that a lot of money?
Yeah.
Was that a lot of money? 50 cents? What would be the equivalent? $5?
No.
And this guy's like, oh, there's a proud father for you. Just give your half buck to my assistant and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, Dad. And then he looks inside the dummy. He sees it's filled with, like, scrap metal. And so it's really, really heavy, and that's why nobody has been able to hit it. It's like, but he can knock it down. And you might be thinking, well, he's not going to knock it down because then it'd be really obvious.
Yeah, it'd be super obvious that he's way too incredibly strong.
But what do you think he does anyways? He knocks it down.
Knocks it right down.
And his Pa Kent is very proud, even though his son is dumb. And the Carney people are surprised. And nobody living is strong enough to do what that kid did. He's like, don't be crazy, Joe. The spring holding up the dummy must have snapped accidentally. I better pay up and pretend nothing's wrong before this crowd finds out the dummy is loaded with heavy metal. It plays heavy metal. It's like, what?
No.
Yeah, that's what that means.
So, I'd like to point out that... what our dear friend Clark is doing in this whole comic since he's gotten to this city is getting to be awesome and popular... and still no one thinks he's Superboy.
I know. But he's like, he's not even trying to be normal awesome.
He's
trying
to be awesome awesome.
Crazy, crazy awesome.
And still no one thinks he's Superboy. More people think he's Superboy for being a weak wuss than they think he is for being super strong.
It's true. There's nobody in this town that's like starting to become obsessed. There's no like Lana girl that's like crazily like following him around and trying to prove that... so dumb. So, the Pa Kent's like, gosh, Clark, I feel badly about taking the money. Those fellas really hadn't a chance. After all, you're Superboy. He's just saying this, not whispering it. You're Superboy! And, he's like, don't worry, Dad, you're only getting your own money back. And he explains that when Pa Kent was, giving him the money, giving the Carney dude the money, the other dude was totally picking his pocket. And he's like, Oh, well, if I had exposed him, I'd reveal I had supervision, so I chose this method of regaining his your cash now. Wouldn't it have also worked to just be like, what the fuck, you're stealing my dad's wallet?
And just so you pickpocket him, I don't, because you don't need supervision to see someone pickpocket
Yeah, them. What? But no, I think that sounds like a really bad excuse.
I like that these guys were so skeezy that not only did they have a dummy weighted with metal, but they were also pickpocketing while they were at
it. Yeah!
It's like a double whammy scam.
We should use that scam.
Oh yes, I'm sure so many people will pay money to knock down
a Superboy dummy. Yeah.
Or any kind of dummy.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think anyone would pay anything to do any of these things.
Aww. And, then there's also, like, one of those, you know, those cutouts where you stand in front of a, cardboard cutout and your head goes above it and it looks like you have a funny body.
Yeah, it's for photos.
So guess what the cutout is. Guess.
Martian Manhunter.
Close. I wish. That would be awesome.
Because he'd look super naked.
Naked wearing straps and tiny booty shorts and thigh-high boots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Martian Manhunter. You're beautiful.
He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know how to dress at all.
I think he looked at Hawkman first.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Hawkman, I love your outfit. This must be how the humans dress. I'll put a strap across.
Make a giant strap.
He's like, my nipples just right there. Tiny booty shorts.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Cape. And, so, of course, it's Superboy. The cardboard cutout is of Superboy, and they want Mark Denton, quotey marks, to go behind it and take a picture. His little friends do. And, he's like, okay, I'll flog the photographer's film, he's thinking, in case the picture leaves Rail City and somebody in Smallville notes this resemblance between me and the unmasked Superboy. They don't have newspapers in Rail City. You know what newspaper I would read? You know what newspaper I would go to the next town to get? Is the one that talks about Superboy, about the flying child that can shoot lasers out of his eyes and icy breath out of his mouth.
And super strong.
And super strong and super fast. I think I would have every article, every picture of that kid.
I just like the... If he was... This is the part that's insane. Okay, he's, you know, gonna do something to disguise the Superboy-ness of him a little bit here. But he's not freaking out and sweating like he would be if this were happening in Smallville. It's all he'd be like wetting himself.
Yeah,
like,
he'd be sobbing.
He'd be like, oh, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna know that I'm Superboy. And this is just freaking, he looks just like him without a mask.
Yeah,
he's like, no glasses. He's just like, that's alright. I can deal with this easily, guys. It's like, not a worry in the world.
It's cute. There's an editor's note, and he says, X-rays have the power to spoil film negatives. And maybe that's true. Probably. Maybe. I don't care. I don't actually care. And then suddenly, as Clark poses, just as he's posing, voguing, hey, look, one of the planes is on fire. And they're pointing at these three planes that I don't know why they're there.
There's some sort of, they're racing.
Did they mention the race?
No.
The airplane
race
before?
No, but they'll mention it
later.
After this.
Okay. Yeah. So there's some airplanes in the air, and one of them's on fire. And Superboy's like, oh, what a time for an emergency to arise. Here I am in full view of a crowd without a chance in the world to sleep. I think everyone's looking at the plane, dude.
Which he'll say a moment later. He's like, while everyone's looking at the plane, I'll blah, blah, blah. But it's like, so then it's not a problem that you're in full view.
Was this written, like, in a round robin or something?
It does feel a little bit like round robin.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And so he's like, and I can't activate the Superboy robot because guess where they set up this carnival? Right next to a giant, gross power plant. It's like, he looks over and there's the giantest, ugliest power plant you've ever seen in your life. Just right, like, not like far away in the distance, like right up against the tent.
Yeah.
Like the tent could be leaning on it.
And we all know his robots get upset by kitten breaths.
Yes.
So a power plant super messes up his robots.
Badly made robots. And then some guy in the crowd's like, where's Superboy? Why doesn't he come to the rescue? This is Rail City again. Now that Superboy's there,
having Superboy there.
What?
In this maybe 2 or 3 weeks that he's been there.
Yeah, we're just like, stuff like this was just happening every day. Planes crashing, people pickpocketing, people robbing places. I thought he went to other places, not just Smallville.
Maybe he only cared about Smallville.
Yeah, did he just keep to Smallville?
Smallville has every sort of land.
every water. Sort of a crime as well.
Every sort of land and water, though. That's why it looked like he was going all icebergs over the place.
Icebergs and
the sea.
Yeah. He's like, his mom and dad are looking at him like, I'm making a face like, oh my god, do something.
Making an aghast face or something, I forget what they say.
They know the trap I'm in and blah, 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 blah. So it's very tense. And, but then he's like, oh, well, but there is something I can do while the people are watching the plane, which he just said, everyone's looking at me, like five panels ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So he blows out the flames.
While everyone's looking at the plane.
While everyone's looking at the plane.
Then he doesn't just blow out the plane. He also runs over, grabs the Superboy dummy full of metal, hurls it at the plane, so it goes shooting past it, fast enough and hard enough that it will incinerate by speed friction, so that it looks like Superboy went flying by. Superboy could have really flown by in the time it took him to do this. He could have put on that costume and flown by and come back, I think, in the same amount of time.
It's bewildering.
But instead, he blew and he threw.
Yeah, he definitely blows. And then the evil carnies are like, hey, that's funny, the dummy disappeared. Somebody must have swiped it. Someone stole your dummy?
You're really, really heavy. No one should have been able to knock over dummy.
In the split second. Who's going to steal Superboy dummy? Oh, Lex Luthor, probably. This is mine now.
Hold it.
Beautiful. And then Pete Ross is almost like, this is mine. And then they fight over it.
Mine too, probably.
Yes. And Dad's winking at in Superboy, thinking he's winking. That Dad is winking at him. He's guessed what happened to the... Just Dad figured out what happened? Wow, Dad. That's awesome.
Zed's the best detective.
Like, once again, being the boy hero of Rail City, I almost made it impossible for Superboy to go into action.
Really, this has been the very mild hindrance.
This seems like the same crap he always has to go through.
This seems like less.
Yes,
it seems like a lot. This seems a lot less of a horrible problem than he usually has getting away to do stuff.
Yeah.
It seems pretty mild in comparison, I think.
Very confusing. So, that evening, this is like the busiest day. So, they like, went to this carny thing, and then that night there's also a party.
Yeah, so Clark's at a party, and also his parents are chilling with some other people at their house.
Yes, so he's at a party, and the radio's like, we interrupt the dance music to warn all residents of Rail City that in a circus train accident, a gorilla has broken loose. What a horrible place this is. And I think Clark might be like, what's that thing from Buffy? That Hellmouth?
Is that what he is the Hellmouth?
Yeah, he is the Hellmouth. Just like horrible things just swirling around him.
Hey, it's at least this is like a gorilla and not a monster from underground. If he was in Smallville,
if he dug a hole, you have to dig a hole to get a monster to come out of ground. Kristen, come on, don't be ridiculous.
What was I thinking?
So, Clark's dancing with a fine lady, and he's like, "Great Krypton, another emergency, and here I am dancing. How can I sneak away in the midst of all these people? Wait, I'll phone Dad to activate the robot."
He snuck away to phone him.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And what he really means is he doesn't want to stop dancing, right? Is that what this we're supposed to infer? And he's like, and Ma can't answer his phone. She's like, your dad's kind of having a card game right next to the closet where we keep the robot.
Like, why did you not put that in a room that everyone will be in? Put
good
it on
question.
The roof, put it in the chimney, put it in your weird underground room that has a trap door that leads to outside in the forest like in your other house.
Yeah, dig a tunnel, Clark.
Why did you just put it in the closet? Like, it's not the setup he had at his other house.
Well, what you don't know is that the Kents already had that setup, that weird trap door setup, because they're murderers.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So they had all these, like, weird hidden rooms and stuff. But after they gave up their life of
murder, killing
hitchhikers, then they had Clark. So Clark says something awesome on the phone. He's like, holy cats! That's so cute! He's like, holy cats! The robot is in the closet of the room where my folks are entertaining. They don't dare release it. Then he can, like, even see with his vision the gorilla just lifting up a car with
somebody running in horror.
What is the Is the gorilla even touching? Oh, is he throwing? He's throwing the car.
Yeah, he's just throwing it.
Can gorillas throw cars?
Sure, why not?
Do we have any gorilla experts?
If we do, I'd never want to talk
our,
to
our listeners. Kristen is terrified of monkeys, by the way. I don't know if we've mentioned this before. We probably have.
Probably. It comes up uncomfortably.
Are you
a lot.
Scared of this gorilla? He's just drawn.
Well,
badly.
He's drawn badly.
Super badly. He looks like a brown smudge.
Actually, he just kind of looks like Bigfoot.
Yeah, he
you
does.
Know, more than a gorilla.
I was like, what they don't understand, that this is a very rare endangered creature. So, he's freaking out, except not that much, because he, in
he's
time
still
takes
just
him to
on
freak
the
out.
Phone sitting there.
Like, he's like, oh, what am I going to do? I can watch it freaking out and throwing cars through windows and people running away and crying. And as he's watching, he's like, what's this? And then he sees a Superboy come in and punch the gorilla right in the face. That's an endangered species, buddy. You can't punch a gorilla.
Don't worry, they'll explain.
And he's like,
he's got the little domino mask and everything.
Yes, he has a mask. This is interesting. And he's like, who can this Superboy be? Question mark. And
I like that then it's just like, later. It's like, so he saw this and continued to party.
Yes.
And then went home later.
Yes. He's like, that's weird.
So it's later at home, like,
gonna dance. Yeah. So I bet the music's horrible, too.
Probably. So later at the Denton's home,
Pa Kent is like, but if that Superboy wasn't you or the robot, who was it? And
personally, I'd have been like, don't you have 7 more robots?
Yeah.
But that's not what the answer is. Because finally the Legion will be involved in this
moment. Yeah, couldn't you just call one of the other robots from the house like you did the last...
For some reason, he only has one robot right now. Maybe he killed them all like he always does.
True. And he says, at first I was puzzled too, Dad. Then it hit me. It's someone who flies by means of an anti-gravity belt and who can change into any shape or form. In fact, he's just come into the room, this very room... In fact, he's just come into this very room. Isn't that you, Chameleon Boy, changing back into your natural self? Like, good detective work as he's changing.
As he, like, how did he just get into their house? He's just walking into the room. It's, like, not even, it doesn't even look like from outside. It looks like from another room inside the house.
He changed into a tiny bug, and then he got
there. I don't even think he can turn into a tiny bug in this.
No?
I don't know. Has he ever turned into anything not people-sized?
He changed into a tree.
Did he?
Yes. The very first time we tell him, he was a tree.
Trees are big.
Wasn't he a tree?
I have no idea.
I'm making that up.
I don't know.
I feel like he changed it to a tree. Maybe he changed it to a cute girl, and Pa can't just let her in. And, indeed, it is Chameleon Boy. And he's like, yes, Clark, I've gone into the past on a mission. Doesn't mention what that is. And I thought I'd visit you on my way back to the future. When I saw the spot you were in, unable to switch to Superboy, I changed myself in an imitation of you and handled that gorilla.
By the way, how did he see the spot he was in? There is no way for anything alive or dead to have seen the situation. You had to see him at a party in a new city where he doesn't wear glasses and see that his parents are playing a card game in front of the closet with the robot in it and see that a gorilla is attacking a town. There's no way to see those things. Even with stalker vision in the future, which he wasn't using, that would be difficult to see. But just being in the past is like me walking up to your house and being like, I totally knew that you drowned a kitten in your bathtub.
I like your story.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew that you were cooking a pie.
I thought you were going to say cooking a puppy. And I was like, no, Chris,
that didn't make it better. So it'd be like me showing up your house and saying, I knew you were cooking a pie because your second grade teacher's birthday party was happening in a week from now, and I knew that you'd need sprinkles that you didn't have, and it's like, wait, no, you couldn't have known any of that, any of it at all. It was a weird, bad example, but you ruined my drowned kitten thing, so...
Oh, I'm sorry, I ruined your story about me drowning a kitten. No animals were harmed in the making of this
except
podcast.
Except that kitten that you
except
drowned.
The kitten.
That's the fakest kitten. I like that you did a kitten motion with your hands. Like,
you could tell.
That's a kitten? It's just kind of flying. Like,
that's a drowning
kitten. It's a T-Rex. It's not a kitten.
It's a drowning kitten.
No, it's a T-Rex.
A drowning kitten T-Rex.
Are you killing dinosaurs?
Yes, I'm killing
dinosaurs. They've had it rough, alright?
Back to the amazing story. Chameleon Boy was like, everybody thought I had punched the ape, but actually I'd used a gas pellet to knock him out. and probably kill him. And now that I'm returning to the future, how will you manage your next emergency? He's, like, saying all this as he's going out the window.
He's, like, jetpack flying out the window.
But then there's 50 paragraphs that he's saying.
How are you going to take care of the Superboy? I really care.
Why did he go at the door that he came in?
Don't ask these questions.
He came in through the door, shook his hand, left through the window.
Why is the window wide open? Why is the window opening from the top?
Oh, that is weird. Oh, because he's an alien. He doesn't know how to open the window.
He broke it.
He's like, crunch, shatter. Oh, you humans, fly away. He's like, but now that I'm returning to the future, how will you manage your next emergency if you're surrounded by people when you have to switch to Superboy? And he's like, that's worrying me too, Chameleon Boy. Anyway, give my regards to the rest of the Legion of Superheroes, dot, 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 and thanks.
What he should have said was, I don't know, why don't you tell me you're from the future?
Yes.
You're from the future.
A lot of problems with the story, la, 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 la. And, days later, so apparently this is worrying him, but it takes days later.
Hey, he's got a sweet setup.
Okay, I don't understand this.
No, this is great.
He says...
Just read, man, just read the whole panel.
Days later, as Clark is accepted into the school's top, not just a fraternity, the fraternity, the top fraternity, one of many, and the top fraternity.
In high school,
he says, boys, I'm flattered and honored. And this other dude's like, good, now you must conform to our fraternity rule about wearing a crew cut, like we all do. Joe will do the cutting. His father is a barber, and Joe helps him in the summertime. And Joe's like, right, have a seat, Mark. And, you can't actually cut Superboy's hair.
He has indestructible hair.
Which doesn't make any sense, because then he should have super long hippie hair. But he doesn't. I don't know how he's cutting his hair.
He cuts it with his own laser eyes.
How?
With a mirror.
Why doesn't the laser go through the mirror? I see that all the time, and I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
I know.
So, I guess if his eyes are x-rays, do x-rays bounce off of mirrors?
I don't know.
This isn't a science podcast, guys. We don't know.
I went to art school. She went to ancient civilization school.
Ancient civilization school. They're trying to cut his hair, and he's freaking out. He's sweating bullets, because there's, like, oh, he's going to wreck his, like, little clippers, and he's going to wonder why, and they're going to figure out that I'm Superboy. And he's like, I have to think of something fast. And then his clippers just suddenly, like, kind of explode.
No, you're skipping stuff.
Oh, I'm skipping.
He's like, hey, Mark's got really tough hair. I'll have to use a steel brush on it before I start clipping. So the boys, like, realize his hair is really, like, thick and tough, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I've got to use my steel brush, or my metal brush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's important.
Okay, yes, it is important. I didn't actually understand.
Oh, you didn't understand what's happening?
Yeah. Okay.
So he has to use his metal brush, and so the kid starts to cut his hair, and the clippers totally short out, like you'd think they would because they're cutting into unbreakable thing.
But that's not why they short out.
No, they don't.
It's
so
weird.
So Clark had to cover really quickly. So, I mean, that is why they short out.
That it is?
Yes. You shush. You don't understand what happened here.
Okay.
That is what they do short out because they're on his indestructible hair. But what Clark does really quickly is he makes a few of the bristles off of the metal brush fall off onto the ground. So he can look at it and point at it and go, oh, look, some of the bristles fell out of your metal brush. One must have been in my hair, and it got into the clipper when you tried to cut it and shorted out the clipper. Yes.
Thanks, Kristen.
Yes, I understand weird hair.
Now explain the rest of this plot.
No, I only understand the hair trick.
And they're like, oh, well, Joe, or whatever the hell his name is. He's like, well, that was my only pair, Mark. I'm afraid you'll have to go to my dad's shop tomorrow. Those probably cost, like, $1 million.
Yeah, he looks really sad about it.
Sad. You broke that kid's clippers. That's mean. But the next day, instead of going to this kid, this barber, they just fucking run from it.
They just leave town.
Go. He's like, well, the next day the Dentons are far from Rail City. Well, folks, it was nice while it lasted. Girls liked me. I became a top student and athlete, and you were proud of me. But my new identity hindered me. And Podcast's like, right, son, you couldn't operate as Superboy, and we couldn't help you either. Because of our popularity, we were always mobbed, and you were caught always in a spot where you couldn't switch to Superboy. And there's, like, a little sad sign just nailed to a tree that says, welcome to Smallville. And then a week later. What is all this, like, days? Does it even matter when this takes place? I know, place?
This could have been the next day. This could have been that day.
A week later in Smallville, out of the way, Four Eyes is like, this guy, like, pushing Clark, and he says, out of the way, Four Eyes, let me, a He-Man through, is like, at the movies again. Where's Pete? Does Pete not care about you anymore? And Lana's like, Clark, how can you let him bully you? And then Clark is sort of smiling as he falls, and says, and he's not saying it, he's thinking it, he says very easily, it's only as timid Clark Kent that I can preserve my secret identity and perform as Superboy, and that's what make the Kent, makes the Kent family really happy. The end. There's a lot of weird stuff in this. Like,
it's like, no, you had your, you protected your secret identity the exact same way you do like this. It was the same, except you were having a better time in the other city. But it was the same. You
maybe
are,
less. Maybe
it was,
less.
I honestly think it was less. I feel like he has way harder time getting away from crazy Lana.
There is no
time.
Lana. There is no Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And Pete Ross wasn't trying to touch you at night.
So yeah.
Did he and Pete Ross break up or something? What's going on? Shouldn't he be protecting him?
He's on a date with Lana.
Is he?
She's there.
They were like dating for an issue.
I know. I don't know.
It's so weird.
I'm still gonna think about it. But. Yeah, so we had to read all that for like three panels of Chameleon Boy.
Oh my god, that was so long.
I know, it was only 14 pages, but it really felt like a million.
Yeah, I don't know, I think because it's a lot of text, and like, as you can see, it was like kind of repetitive, like, same stuff, like, same, like, a lot of him being sad, a lot of him being happy,
awesome.
Then
yeah.
A lot of complications.
Yeah.
Then it was like, the end!
Yeah.
Like then they wrapped it up in a panel.
Yeah, yeah, like a single panel at the end.
They didn't have like a conversation about, oh, we have to go back to Smallville. It's just like, the next day!
Yeah, they say they're leaving.
It's like, man, I guess if you want Superboy to leave your town, you just start giving haircuts to people at random.
He'll run away crying.
Yeah.
He didn't cry, but he probably wanted to.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was that. I'm sad that the Legion wasn't in it more.
I'm sorry.
I do think it's a funny story, but for some reason it's also an exhausting story. I'm not sure why. It's probably like the exact same length as every other story, but it just seemed a lot longer.
Probably. You keep talking while I get that address.
What address?
The address for the thing that they sent us.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I keep talking about, so. Okay, I'll talk about Rebels. Because I can't think of anything else to talk about.
Yeah, talk about Rebels.
Rebels is awesome, and the annual came out this week, and the next issue comes out next week. So, it was about Starro, and I like Starro, but I want him to be, like, a silly star that just hugs your face.
Aww.
But, this looked really serious. I was like, oh, I don't want to read this, and I flipped through it, and I was like, Rebels isn't even in, I don't care, and I was like, I didn't even want to read it. But then I read it, and it was really cool.
I know, right?
Yeah. So.
I didn't think I'd like it at all.
I didn't think I cared, because it's not about Rodox.
It's the bad guys.
It's about the bad guys, it's telling you who they are. And I was like, I don't care, because I really like Rebels, but there's a lot of people in Rebels,
yeah.
And I really just want to read about Rodox. So sometimes I'm like, I wish there was more Rodox. So I was like, I don't care about this annual that is about not Rodox. But then it just made these guys really cool.
Yeah.
So now that's good, because I think I'll be happier when I'm reading the regular issue, because now I like these bad guys a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
They had a bunch of different artists in it, too. And, like, the lady, whoever did the Astral, what's her face? Storm
Daughter.
I like the artwork in that one a lot.
I didn't understand what her name was, I think, when I was reading the issue. I just kept, why is he calling her his daughter? It's like what I kept thinking. I didn't realize, like, her name was Storm Daughter.
Yeah, yeah,
I was, like,
yeah.
Confused. But she was cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they made her. I totally didn't care about her as a bad guy too. Before I was like,
I didn't like her.
Yeah, but now I think she's super cool because they made her cool. Like,
yeah,
her backstory was pretty cool.
Yeah, well done, Tony Bedard.
Yes,
good writing job.
Yes,
I mean that's what it's sad that like I'm impressed when the story goes. Is well written.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I see a bunch of characters, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be hard. Like, I assume because Rebels is getting full of a lot of characters, that it was going to, like, even though I'm still interested in the story, I was like, oh, there's going to be a bunch of characters, I'm not going to care about anything going on. But then they made me care about everything going on.
Yeah.
So I was like, yay! Because
a lot of, like, writers, so it's, like, hard to work with, like, a lot of characters.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Careful, but he did it well.
Those characters seem really cool.
I mean, I was actually, like, worried that, because there's going to be, like, a Rebels Blackest Night crossing.
Oh, I'm
and
terrified.
I know, I, But if he handled that well, I think he'll do this well. But I think it'll be fine. Because it's going to be like...
Just every time you talk about Blackest Night to me, I'm just like...
I'm sorry. What did you call it? Darkest, dumbest? You try to, like, tell me that... She tried to, like, tell me... Oh, to, like, to just remind me that it was coming out. She's like, your darkest, blackest, dark, dumb is out. And I'm like, what?
But you knew what I meant.
And then I knew what she meant.
So, yeah, Rebels. Still awesome. Pick up the annual. It's pretty cool.
And then... also, the week after the annual, another comic comes out, which is good. Which is good, because like, if you get the annual, you're kind of, if you still don't like it, whatever, the next week you get another Rebels. It's two Rebels.
Yeah, so for some reason you don't like awesomeness with Starro.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's not awesome, but it is.
Yeah, it is.
Surprisingly amazing.
Yeah! I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. As I was totally being like, wet blanket too, I was like, I don't want to read this. Like, I didn't read it for like 5 hours after you came home. I was like, whatever. And then I read it and I was like, oh, this was cool.
Yeah. Another thing that happened in our long absence is, in September, somebody named Chris Brown, sent us a little email, and he is a central mailer for Interlac APA, and he said it's the oldest and longest running APA devoted to the Legion. And I was like, what's an APA?
And I was like, oh.
And then I think I had to look it up. What is it? Actually, I don't know what it is. Oh, this is badly researched. Oh, it says it right on their main page. Their main page, which is interlac.us, which I'll have a link to on the website. Which will be cool. And an APA is, wait, it doesn't say. Shit.
You said that so assuredly.
Screw it. This is, what is an APA? Oh, maybe it'll stay here. APA is an acronym standing for Amateur Press Association.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. That's right. You looked it up and told me, yes. And I forgot.
And then I forgot too. We're a good team of forgetfulness. It's basically, it's like a fanzine, which I have heard that word before, fanzine. It's like,
it's a fan-made magazine.
Yes.
You're looking for complex words to describe. The definition is in the name.
Yes. And, like, there's actually been, like, a couple different Legion fanzines. And what's cool about them is that in the past, like, writers and artists and stuff would be a part of these fanzines. And then they'd even, like, become official artists and writers for Legion, which is pretty cool. I think the beer bombs were from the fanzines.
The what?
The beer bombs? You don't know names of anyone.
No. Oh, yes. I didn't even know that was a name.
That's a name.
I'm like, beer bombs?
I might be pronouncing their name wrong, too. Okay. So, but don't worry about it.
Okay.
So we are not going to get to them until we're 80 years old. Okay. So, you guys don't worry about it either. But, I'll post a link to it, and you guys should look at it if you're really into making pictures and,
or writing.
Writing stuff. You guys should look at it. It might be something
or specifically Legion stuff.
Specifically
in general.
Not just in general. Legion, fandom stuff. And, thank you, Chris, for sending us those. That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
Very big. I was like, I don't know if it's because it was the 200th one that it was so big. Huh. I was, like, impressed with how much stuff there was. Because it's a lot of stuff. It's like, I was like, I can't produce this much on my own.
Yes, you can. I mean, well, like, it would all be drawing.
It'd all be, like, bad, sad drawing. But there was, like, a lot of, like, writings, and I couldn't follow a lot of it, because some of it you kind of have to know
what's stuff going around. On.
Yeah. What's going on. And, also, I am weak in Legion fandom. I mean, we have a podcast, but I barely know anything, as might become, like, obvious to you by now. What else? I feel like there was a bunch of other crap that...
Smallville still makes me sad.
Oh my god, Smallville's horrible.
Don't get me wrong, I'm super excited. If you guys are keeping up with Smallville, Zod has come into the picture. And I'm super excited by the guy who's playing Zod, because I like him from another show. But I almost even kind of like the stuff when they're just showing Zod. But then
really?
I do some of it. Some of it was like weird and confusing, but some of it was cool. Like the thing that happened tonight, where it was almost a Highlander moment, was kind of cool.
Oh, I thought
but
you
also
like
weird
it.
And confusing.
Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's also like I don't know if it's like oh it's something tricky and mysterious, or it's just like not like, you know gonna peter off in nowhere or what.
I don't really. But, I when I watch Smallville, I feel like I'm missing like. Pieces of it.
Of your mind.
Yeah. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
No. Why aren't people reacting to things in a normal way?
Why everything?
Someone also asked us if we had read or knew about Teenagers from the Future, which is a book of essays on the Legion of Superheroes, and I'll also have a link to that. And I read a few of the articles in it.
I have.
Every time
I'd heard of it, but I've never read
every
it.
Time I like sit down and read it, it's pretty. They're pretty good, interesting articles. If you're interested in dissecting the Legion on a literary basis, or if you're just kind of like into the history of the Legion and want to kind of see like there have been social ramifications to Legion, like when they first added a black person and what it says about women and stuff like that, and you can read up on the history and kind of like, also you can like kind of learn about the secret whether Mort Weisinger was a jerk or not or whatever, and something you might be interested if you want to know about that kind of stuff. But I think that's everything.
I'll
link to those things in the episode if you want to check it out. I don't know what pictures I'm going to put up this time because they're all sort of boring.
Do we have anything else? Oh, we watched, this is only vaguely related, but we'll talk about it because I think it was hilarious, is we watched Public Enemy, the Batman Superman cartoon.
Yes, Superman, Batman, Public Enemies. I bought the special edition that came with a tiny Batman.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I want to know if there was a Superman version.
Yes.
Because the Best Buy we went to only had, like, one really beat-up-ass copy of it with a toy.
Yes.
And I was like, what? Why is it Batman? But I don't know if there was a Superman one.
Yeah, there might be.
I don't know.
Kristen likes
I won't buy it. I'll just be sad that there's a tiny toy I don't have.
Oh, Kristen.
But I don't want the movie!
Yeah, the movie wasn't that good.
It was, I mean, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It's kind of one of those.
It was super gay, guys. I don't know how else to say Woo! It. Just something about Batman, Superman. I realized that back in the day they were very nice to one another, but something about Batman being a kind of loner in the cartoon, but then also joking around with Superman while holding him and helping him up and cradling him and hugging each other is, like, the gayest thing I've ever seen.
It's, like, weird because he's, like, a bitchy sort of friendly with him. He, like, it's, like, they couldn't decide if he actually is friends with him
or not. Yeah.
It's really weird. It's, like, you know, he can't actually be, like, a jerk and a loner and then be
really
super best friends with Superman forever and ever. You can't be both. That's weird.
But you said it was still, like, a million times less...
Yes.
Less gay than the comic.
The comic that it's based on is, like, the most homoerotic. Well, not the most, because there's a lot of World's Finest issues where they are amazing to one another. But, there's... More importantly, you should get it just to see the cool trailer.
Yes.
For a new movie that's coming out that's called Crisis on Two Earths.
Ooh, which normally I wouldn't care about because she said the word crisis and my eyes started rolling back in my head.
Normally I throw up when I say the word crisis now because I have been harmed by crisis in the past. And,
but this one looks amazing. This cartoon looks so cool.
It looks very well animated. It also looks like the character designs are better. For animation.
More importantly, I get two flashes.
You get two flashes. It looks so cool. So maybe it's on YouTube or something.
I'm sure it's somewhere else. Yeah.
But you should like find the trailer for this thing. It's really cool. It's called The Crisis of Two Earths. It's pretty cool. Look for it. Looks awesome.
Yes.
So I'm really... I screw this movie. I wish they just made that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's an okay movie. It's just not a really great movie. Like, I think Wonder Woman was better.
Yeah.
Maybe I think the Green Lantern one was better too.
Yeah.
I think this was definitely the worst of the three, but it wasn't bad. It was just not good. It was kind of like the confusing, like if anybody watched the weird, was it the Thor versus the Hulk versus Thor?
Yes.
It was like there was a weird movie, and this one was kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad.
It wasn't
like,
as bad as Thor and Hulk, I thought.
I don't know. It was like, it's an entertaining thing to watch, but I probably never want to watch it again.
Yeah. I didn't like the animation style in it. Like, I felt like it wasn't as smooth or something. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't as impressed with it as I was with the other movies.
It's weird, too, because they pimped this one really hard.
Yeah.
And I think this one looked the least good of the three.
Yeah.
Like, Wonder Woman looked amazing.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern one looked pretty awesome, too.
I wonder if they just didn't have, like, enough budget for
probably just because... They probably was just, they were like, well, it's the Batman Super one. Pimp that one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think it's at least a rental.
Yeah.
I think it's a...
Yeah, if you like
it's a rental,
it's got like a lot of funny parts. I thought.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought it was entertaining. I just don't think it was as good as the two that came out right before it, and it's not as good as the one that's coming up after it. I think because that one looked awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So I think
that's it.
Is that everything?
Yeah, we're talking too long.
Yeah,
it's gonna be super long.
Okay, seven
hours.
When
we're gone for like a month and a half or something.
Yeah, this is really a really long gap.
Yeah.
Sorry. But not really, because we have lives. Don't complain. This is free.
No, I don't have lives. It's just someone had the mic.
Well, we were drawing. We were doing commissions
and
stuff.
That's true.
We're trying to do extra work on the side because we're freelance artists.
And because we're moving, so yes. Money is good.
Yes.
But yeah.
So,
yeah. And also, right. Someone had the mic, which is the biggest problem. Somebody had the mic.
So, we'll talk to you next time. I know what the next story is, but I don't even want to talk about it.
No. Does it have the least?
Yes, much higher. It's going to be the exact same issue, but it's going to be the second story in that issue.
And that one's in the archive?
Yes.
Because this one wasn't in the archive.
Yes.
But this one will be the first. This is the first story in the second archive, right? We haven't read
one
in the second one, have we?
No, this is the last story, I think.
Was there one more?
Archive. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice.
There's at least one more.
I thought I ran into covers. I totally thought we finished.
Huh.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
We're going to find out. And you can find out next time.
It's very exciting.
On our very exciting podcast, Super Future Friends.
Sorry, this is so long.
This is so long.
I guess that would not end at the end.
Bye.
Oh, thanks for the comments.
Oh, God.
Emails, and everyone always says it's nice things.
Yes, there's probably like a bunch of emails I'm forgetting to mention.
But thanks for all of them.
Yes, thank you for all the comments.
We read them, and we're very happy when we read them.
Yes.
And then we're bad at replying, usually. Yes. But we read them, even though we're bad at replying. We're bad at replying because we work a lot, not because we hate you.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
We're just bad at replying.
Yes.
I don't reply like my family when they email me either. So don't feel bad. It's not just you.
She won't even talk to me when we're not doing the podcast.
It's true.
Yeah.
So thanks, and we'll be...
You can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And this podcast is found at superfuturefriends.com. You can leave us iTunes reviews, and that would be really awesome. And... superfuturefriends.com has pictures and stuff that go along with the issue, and also has links and comments and stats on the issue as well. How many robots did Superman kill?
This one doesn't have too many of the stats. It's only
got
two. There's no tunneling.
There's a lot of...
There's no legion statuing.
That's true.
Which is rare.
But there's statues.
There is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't get that far without Alright, well that's it. I'm probably forgetting something really important.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm tired. Alright, bye guys.
Bye. Falling on a termite. Who's choking on the splinters.